Okay, the story. I mean, we should have some scenes there with how young people are at this time. This is not present time. And people in general in that big, big empire country that wants to rule all the others. How they are... just trying to get a job or to make some money somehow. A place to stay. Whether it's a garage or a mansion. The higher you get, the better. Get some money. Course, buy some beer, drink, and food, have sex, maybe do some sports or whatever, or look at it on some screen, play games. And yeah, maybe, you know, get together and get children and continue that way. And hopefully not getting hooked on drugs or alcohol or whatever. And that the daily life, day by day, an entire life, often, at least here in our story, contains those activities only. And the thinking going on, the mental and intellectual activity of those persons is simply focused on those activities. Well, then there are some brief moments here and there of becoming more philosophical, existential question coming up, especially when something goes really south. Someone dies or whatever. But then, going back to that life again. But yeah, these existential windows that appear now and then, or little doors, even, they can become. There it's possible for these people whom you may belong to and I or not, what do I know? But they're there. They're everywhere. And they have always been everywhere, especially in the Western world, where there's money. It's easy to survive. You can always get something together. Well, of course, well, people survive everywhere. But some do it by hard, honest, earnest work. And we can show the people on the other side of the planet. And we don't get this too categorizing, but so we don't have to say it's the west or north or south, but just examples. People for whom food, it's not about hamburgers and Coca-Cola and beer and wine and whatever, and chips and popcorn. And candy bars. But where you have to struggle and work hard every day to get food to feed yourself and your family so they don't go hungry to bed. So yeah, sometimes such a life is there. Unfortunately for many people on this planet, and what's more, the reason why this family here is hungry at night is because their resources their culture has been mangled and trashed. Replaced with some cardboard version of Western or the rich countries culture, and never able anymore to build up their own riches to, as they did long time ago. Simply harvest their own gifts from Mother Nature in their own countries for their own people, for each other, rather than working to harvest for their white masters who have taken their land. You your land. And that clever colonialism scheme is effectively but quietly chugging along in the background of the global human civilization, and keeping those kids in that part of the world living there easy but empty lives, paid for by those in the other part of the world with even their daily bread. That's not Dharma, that's not balance of nature and of humanity. That's parasitical. And thus, eventually Mother Nature and Father Heaven, they say that now, it's time to stop. Gone too far. But of course, in the next life, where will you find yourself? Well, maybe in the shoes of those who you lived off in your past life. And now it's simply payback time. And it's healthy sometimes to learn by experience, hard experience, but sometimes hard lessons of life are needed. So good luck with your daily work to bring in enough food to feed your family, your children, your wife, husband, maybe parents. And to find somewhere to live. And clean water. And medical care. Because there are a lot of diseases in those slums that you live in. But yes, what goes around comes around. And what can we do about it? Well, we can wisen up and inspire and teach each other by our own examples, first of all, how to live happily, sustainably, peacefully, having a good time together here on this Mother Earth, rather than making a hell for ourselves and choosing to live in it. It's kind of stupid, isn't it? And if you think that, well, you know, I'm making a heaven for myself here at the cost of making a hell for others, and anyway, they're so far away, so I never have to see them. Well, you know, karma is a bitch, as they say. And you may get surprised one day, or rather, understand that, oops, those up there, saw everything. And yes, I deserve to feel what I made them feel, don't I? So yeah, we show these. Of course, more spread out here than I thought and intended when starting this speech here. but again, a bit of the landscape that this story should take place in. And I'm just kind of having this now in my mind, basically just with what I said here now, build the background environment wherein these stories are happening. I have some characters, of course, move around in those, each one of those. Because I think it's really, if I can get across what I just spoke here today, I feel satisfied, because I think that there is some hope, maybe, if someone would read or hear that in some story there. That it can serve to, how to say, uncover us, some of us a bit, to again find our compassion, our feelings for each other, you know, and gradually those, that satisfaction of doing win-win. Look here, I gained from this and you also. Great, that's how it should be. Synergy and all that. And the satisfaction of making someone else a little glad, a little happy, a little safer, a little better off. And you can afford it. You know, this is where life starts to really become the way life is, shall be. Where actual happiness and satisfaction start to come into our life. And again, these little doors that we all have when we ask ourselves those questions of what is this all about? Who am I? What's the purpose of life? What is this world anyway? And is there a God? My soul or just a body? Then, if we get our answers there and step through that little door there, just try it out, that part of the cosmos that we're talking about here now, the right side of it, and then notice that, wow, this works. My life now is much better. I am happier, and it's not even so much dependent on how many and how fine material things I have around me that I can call mine. So yeah. And I have learned one thing or recently I'm about to learn something, and that is that the hard parts of life, the hardships, you know, we all go through our episodes. I'm just going through one with being one-eyed. At first I thought this is going to be for life. Only one eye left. To me that means a lot because I use my eyes for my work very much. But then, you know, acceptance, but also learning from it. Look, and I spoke to a friend of mine who got a stroke, and he also said, I said, you know, when all of a sudden you only got one eye, the other one is temporarily, hopefully, taking a rest for a while. But then, or it looks a little darker because you only get half a amount of light coming in. It's a little more unsharp. The 3D vision is gone, and so on. So you prefer to just sit back, close your eyes, and take a break from that outside world, which anyway, we're getting old. And this is just the beginning of it. And he said he had the same experience when he got his stroke, all of a sudden, sitting there, not even being able to talk or understand what people say. And just take a break from that strange outside world for a while. And that's also one example, and an important example, of the beauty of this knowledge, this path, this art of life, you could say, that bhakti and this dharma is about. Aging is not so scary anymore. I mean, even when bad times hit, you always, and actually in those situations, realize it more and more. You find shelter within. Shelter in the world beyond this shadowy, mundane existence that we call it. on Earth, which is anyway so short, so temporary. And that's the teachings that are given to us by the wise for free of all generations. That yes, have fun here, but also know that this is like a game, a temporary, and we're all actually there in reality. Where everything is for real, meaning it's everlasting. No illusions. These scary dramas we may sometimes experience here. Well, it's here that they exist. So, yeah. Reality is Satchitananda. It's eternally bright. Beautiful and blissful adventure, because it's ultimately the Leela, the pastimes, the playful activities of God that we're all partaking in. And where we also, each one of us, has a free will to even create our own worlds if we like, play around in them.